Good morning, everyone. It's good to be with you all again today, and good that we're all together here again to worship the Lord and sing praises to Him and to obviously study another portion of His Word. And ultimately, the goal is for us to grow closer to Jesus, as I said last week, and like I said, this will kind of be a continuation of that that theme of growing closer to Jesus. And just wanted to, like I said, expand on a few of the things that, we hit on a little bit last week. But I hope that even just bringing that encouragement to everyone, to wherever we are in our individual journeys, to set our minds to move closer to Jesus. And hopefully at some point during the week that you all thought about that. What does that mean for me? What is it that I need to do or what I can do to move closer to Jesus? And, you know, we talked about that and then kind of got into what does it mean to believe in Jesus? Because that's obviously how we get closer to Him. And I kind of broke down those three different aspects of it, believing who Jesus is, who He said He is, the Son of God, and believing what He did, which is believing the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection. And the third thing, which is the one that we kind of expanded on last week, was believing what Jesus said, because it wouldn't make sense to say that you believe in someone, but you don't believe the words that they said, especially when they said that these are the words of life, that his words are spirit and life. And we see so many different things in, the scriptures that tell us of the importance of Jesus' words, even in that scripture that you brought this morning in John chapter 6. When you get to the end of that, after some of the followers of Jesus left, and he went and asked Peter, "Well, will you leave also?" And he said, "Where shall we go? For you have the words of life." So again, it's just another place where it shows the importance of what Jesus said and that we must believe what he said. So last week, we kind of started off in, Matthew, and I'm just going to kind of review some of what I said or what we looked at last week, and then we'll maybe take one step further or one step closer, maybe is another way to look at it. And we were in, Matthew chapter 7, and there was two things in Matthew chapter 7 that we're going to take a little step on. And the first one that we're going to talk about is actually the second that was listed here. We were at the end of the chapter. And it's when Jesus gives the teaching about the wise man building the house upon the rock. And what we have to remember in that is that that wasn't the point of what Jesus was saying. The point, he said the point first, and then he gave this teaching to kind of expand on what he had said. But the building the house upon the rock and the rains, that's really not the focus of what Jesus is saying. That's just how he's, what he's using to teach what the real message is, which he says in verse 24 at the beginning, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." So that whole thing about building on the rock is actually really about hearing the words of Jesus and doing them. And so what I wanted to do here is look at another place in the Bible that kind of adds a second witness. You know, we talk about that, the two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So let's go over to James in chapter 1. And we're going to see where in James, he echoes the same thing that Jesus said there about the importance of hearing what Jesus said. James chapter 1. Yep, James chapter 1. We'll see the importance of what Jesus said about hearing and, doing. So in James chapter 1, we're going to start in verse 21, and we will read it through till the end. So James chapter 1, verse 21, It says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So we can even see it right there in that one verse. Receiving the word, which is obviously the word of God that came through Jesus and then through the apostles. He says, receive it with meekness, that word. And it says that word, which is able to save your soul. So we're speaking of salvation and the importance of receiving the word as part of salvation. In verse 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And so right there we see that perfectly echoes what Jesus said about he who hears my words and does them. And here James is saying, but don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer also. And it says, and if you are a hearer only, that you are deceiving your own self. And you would say, well, what am I deceiving myself about? Or the person who hears the word and doesn't do it. Well, we saw what he's talking about in verse 21. He's talking about salvation, the word which is able to save your soul. If you hear that word that is able to save your soul, but you don't do it, you become as one who is deceiving themselves about salvation. You're saying you hear it, but you're not doing it. And as it says here, you're deceiving your own selves. Let me continue on. Verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So here we see it again, that person deceiving his own heart by, again, hearing the word, but he's not putting into practice the things of the word. And here it's speaking particularly about bridling the tongue. And it says that they deceive their own hearts, which is a frightening thing because everybody, for the most part, relies on their own judgment. I'm good with God. I'm a pretty good person, or I've obeyed the gospel, or I believe the gospel. We're trusting our own hearts. But here it's saying if we're a hearer of the word, but not a doer, we're deceiving our own hearts. We can't even really trust our own judgment because we're deceived by not doing what the word says, by being a hearer only. You will deceive yourself. It says, this man's religion is vain. And then in verse 27, it says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. And this is going to kind of start getting into the second thing that we talked about some last week, which is the aspect of holiness. If we go back there to Matthew chapter 7, and we'll see it there as well. Jesus said it earlier in verse 21 of Matthew chapter 7, where he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And, you know, it's interesting. I kind of even brought it in passing last week, how some people will take this and they say, well, the will of God, and they'll go there to John chapter 6, what you read in the scripture. And they say, well, the will of God is for everyone to believe. But if you read that carefully, what Jesus is saying there in John chapter 6, he's speaking of the will of the Father for him. It was that I will lose none that the Father gives me. And in that last day, I will raise them up. That's the Father's will for Jesus. That's not the Father's will for us. Like I said, last week we went to First Thessalonians 4, where it clearly says, for this is the will of God, and this is concerning us. It says even our sanctification, our holiness, and he kind of lists some things about how we should live, and then he ends that section by saying, for God has not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. And I believe we went to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, where it says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So for us, when it comes to how do we do the will of the Father, or even as Jesus said, if you love me, he said, keep my commandments. So the way that we can move closer to Jesus is by doing what he said to do. But in that vein of the importance of holiness for those of us who are in Christ, which means following the will of the Father as well as keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. Let's go over to the book of Ephesians really quickly. And I just wanted to go here because this is the book of Ephesians is one of the main places that people will go to try to say that it doesn't matter what you do. It's all about what he did. Nothing. It's all about his grace that he saves us. It's nothing of our own. And that what we do isn't important. But if we start out right at the beginning of the letter and we'll read this, we know this is written to the church. This isn't written to the world. This is written to people who have already believed and obeyed the gospel. But I'm going to start in verse 1. And I'm going to read through verse 4. So Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to kind of put a little pin on that too, because it says the faithful. We hit on that a little bit last week, and we'll come back to that here shortly. Verse 2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, and here it is, that we should be holy. That's very plainly tells us what we should be, and we see it in all these other places as well. I'm just pointing out here another place right at the beginning of this letter. It tells us that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And so I just wanted to point that out as just another place to kind of show the importance of holiness is what we are called to as followers of Christ. Like I said last week, where it says, you know, God the Father, he is holy. Therefore, we should be holy as he is holy. So just wanted to point that out there. And going on to the other thing it said there in verse 1 about the faithful in Christ. And we spoke about that last week, that Jesus said, you know, upon the rock of who he is, he would build his church. And we see elsewhere in the Bible where the church is called his bride. And I said, you know, what type of bride is he looking for? And he's looking for a faithful bride, one that is faithful to him. Not just believing faithful, but faithful in fidelity and loyalty, seeking to please him, faithful in what we do. And so what I wanted to do to kind of piggyback off of that was go to Matthew chapter 25. And we'll see here when Jesus kind of gives this teaching. It's interesting because sometimes when Jesus teaches, he will give the point and then he'll give an illustration of it, like with what we saw about the wise man building on the house. He made the point first, then he gave an illustration. Other times he'll give the illustration and then later come and explain, like, this is what it means. So, but here in Matthew 25, I guess we'll start in 14. I was going to kind of skim through this, but maybe I'll take a little bit of time here. So he's giving the teaching or the parable or the example, and then he's going to kind of give a little more clearly what he's actually talking about. So in verse 14, Matthew 25, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. And he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them." It's funny, we were talking about the days of Noah, how long he preached, and what you were saying about people saying Jesus is going to come. But it says after a long time, you know, it'll be a long time, but he's going to come and reckon. In verse 20, "And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So there we see it, that in this teaching, he says that the servant that does good, he also calls him faithful. He was faithful in what he had been given. He did the right thing with it. This isn't faithful as in he believed, you know. It's faithful in doing right by his Lord. So again, verse 21, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine." And so that's something that we have to be very careful of, is not to take what the Lord has given us, however much that he's blessed us with, and it's really in the knowledge of him. We have to be careful not to go hide it. We are to take what he's given us and multiply, just like you said in the beginning, be fruitful and multiply. If he's given us this word, the seed of his word, we are to take whatever portion of it that we have and go and multiply with it, so that when he does come to reckon, we can say to him, Lord, you gave me this, and look what I've been able to do with it. Here is yours and what yours was able to produce. We want to be able to say that to him. But continuing on, after I'll go back to verse 25. This is the wicked servant. "And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawn. Thou oughtest therefore have to put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore that talent from him, and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. and cast ye the unprofitable servant into our outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that's very sobering to realize that this person was called a servant. This isn't someone who was not a servant. This is a servant, but he was an unprofitable servant that did not do the will of his Lord. And that servant, according to Jesus, was cast into outer darkness. So now that's the teaching. Now Jesus is going to give it to us in actual, more concrete terms of what is he really talking about. So in verse 31, he says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory." So now he's not talking in figurative terms. He's saying, he's talking about his coming, when the Lord comes to reckon. In verse 32, "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." I'm just going to stop right there, because we're talking about doing the will of the Father, doing the will of God, and obeying the words of Jesus, that it's not just about believing who he is and what he did, but also believing what he said, because what he said will tell us how to live. It'll tell us how to be holy. And here we see that when he's dividing the sheep from the goats, he points out what they did, how they lived. They were doing the right thing. It says, verse 37, "Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee unhungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? And when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee?" And the king shall answer and say unto them, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not." Then shall they also answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee?" Then shall he answer them, saying, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." And so that is, again, one of those cases where Jesus gives the teaching or gives a parable, but then he explains it afterwards, plainly what he's saying here. And we can see the importance of what we do in our salvation, how that's going to play out in our salvation, that it's not just about hearing what the right thing to do is. It's about doing it, as we've been reading over and over. So we're going to go to the last little point that I touched on last week. When we were finishing up, we went to Mark chapter 16. And we were looking at one of the last things Jesus said before he ascended. Because we're talking again about the importance of the words of Jesus. And it was, we'll say in verse 15, this was him giving the commission to his apostles. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And we read this last week. We all heard this last week. And they heard this at this point here. But what we read earlier in James and also in Matthew is he said, don't be a hearer only of the word, but be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Be a doer of this word. Because being a hearer only, you will deceive yourself. This is one of those plain words, as with all the words of Jesus. Don't just be a hearer of this word. Be a doer as well. And what I want to do lastly here, just to expand out further, is let's go to where the people heard this word and they were doers of this word. And that's in Acts chapter 2. And we'll see that Peter did exactly what Jesus told them there. They went out and he was preaching the gospel. And in Acts chapter 2, after the people heard the gospel, we'll see the response. In Acts chapter 2, verse 37, it says, now when they heard this, so remember we said, don't be a hearer only, be a doer. So now we're seeing that they heard it. They heard the word. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? So they were already on the right page. They heard the word, but they wanted to be a doer of the word. So they asked, what shall we do? Verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And again, I will say, be a doer of this word and not a hearer only, as these people were, as we'll see. Peter goes on, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Just like with James, when he was saying, receive that engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But he said, you receive it by not being a hearer only, but by being a doer, a hearer and a doer. And that's what they were telling him. He was telling them here, you've heard the word. Now be a doer and save yourselves. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. They were doers. They heard the word, and they were doers of the word. They were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking bread, and in prayers. So there it is again, where we see they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, which the apostles received the words from Jesus, and then the apostles passed on those words to those who would follow, but it's still showing the importance of the words of Jesus when it comes to our salvation and being a doer of the word and not a hearer only. In verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were gathered and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and good, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And that's very similar to what Jesus was saying about those sheep, that they were doing good to one another, those in need. When did we see? He said, when you've seen any of mine in need and you help them, you've done it unto me. And we can see right from the beginning, the early church was putting that in practice of meeting the needs of the fellow believers, because when you do it unto them, it is as you're doing it unto Jesus. And then to finish out this chapter here in verse 46, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And so there we see with all of this is talking about salvation. And we can see the importance of obviously believing who Jesus is, believing the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, but also believing what Jesus taught us to do to be saved. And he said that when you hear, do not be a hearer only, but be a doer, as these people were, as the first Christians were, when they heard Peter say, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I will say the same thing that James said, be not a hearer only, but be a doer of the word. Otherwise, you will be deceiving yourselves by being a hearer only and not a doer. And we see what the fate of those is when the king comes to reckon for those who aren't a doer of his word. So with that, we will go ahead and put a bow on that lesson of hopefully all of us got something in how we can move closer to Jesus by seeking his will, by following his word, by seeking to follow his spirit, which he said his word is spirit and life. And with that, if anyone would like to be a doer of this word, make it known today. Don't just be a hearer of this. This is the message that was given. And if you would like to be a doer of it, make that known today, and we can go ahead and sing the song of invitation.